The Boston Celtics again stand alone among NBA champions. Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists and 8 rebounds as the Celtics topped the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 on Monday night to win the franchise's 18th championship, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in league history. Boston earned its latest title on the 16th anniversary of hoisting its last Larry O'Brien Trophy in 2008. It marks the 13th championship won this century by one of the city's Big Four professional sports franchises. Jaylen Brown added 21 points and was voted the NBA Finals MVP. Drew Holiday finished with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Center Kristaps Porzingis also provided an emotional lift, returning from a two-game absence because of a dislocated tendon in his left ankle to chip in 5 points in 17 minutes. 2024 World Champions Trophy pick.twitter.com/31horn2lod. Boston Celtics. At Celtics, June 18, 2024. It helped the Celtics cap a postseason that saw them go 16-3 and finish with an 80-21 overall record. That .792 winning percentage ranks second in team history behind only the Celtics' 1985-86 championship team that finished 82-18, .820. Second-year coach Joe Mazzulla, at age 35, also became the youngest coach since Bill Russell in 1969 to lead a team to a championship. Luka Doncic finished with 28 points and 12 rebounds for Dallas, which failed to extend the series after avoiding a sweep with a 38-point win in Game 4. The Mavericks had been 3-0 in Game 5s this postseason, with Doncic scoring at least 31 points in each of them. Kyrie Irving finished with just 15 points on 5 of 16 shooting and has now lost 13 of the last 14 meetings against the Celtics team he left in the summer of 2019 to join the Brooklyn Nets. NBA teams are now 0-157 in postseason series after falling into a 3-0 deficit. Boston never trailed and led by as many as 26, feeding off the energy of the Garden crowd. Dallas was within 16-15 early before the Celtics closed the first quarter on a 12-3 run that included 8 combined points by Tatum and Brown. The Celtics did it again in the second quarter when the Mavericks trimmed what had been a 15-point deficit to 9. Boston ended the period with a 19-7 spurt that was capped by a half-court buzzer beater by Peyton Pritchard, his second such shot of the series, to give Boston a 67-46 halftime lead. Over the last 2 minutes of the first and second quarters, the Celtics outscored the Mavericks 22-4. Read more, the WNBA is coming to Toronto and will play as soon as the 2026 season. The Celtics never looked back. Russell's widow, Janine Russell, and his daughter Karen Russell were in TD Garden to salute the newest generation of Celtics champions. They watched current Celtics stars Tatum and Brown earn their first rings. It was the trade that sent 2008 champions Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to Brooklyn in 2013 that netted Boston the draft picks it eventually used to select Brown and Tatum third overall in back-to-back drafts in 2016 and 2017. The All-Stars came into their own this season, leading a Celtics team that built around taking and making a high number of three-pointers, and a defense that rated as the league's best during the regular season. The duo made it to at least the Eastern Conference Finals as teammates 4 previous times. Their 5th deep playoff run together proved to be the charm. After both struggling at times offensively in the series, Tatum and Brown hit a groove in Game 5, combining for 31 points and 11 assists in the first half. It helped bring out all the attributes that made Boston the NBA's most formidable team this postseason, spreading teams out, sharing the ball, and causing havoc on defense. And it put a championship bow on dizzying 2-year stretch for the Celtics, that saw them lose in the finals to the Golden State Warriors in 2022 and then fail to return last season after a Game 7 home loss to the Miami Heat in the conference finals. APNBA. https://apnews.com/hub/NBA. Kyle Hightower, The Associated Press.